The Yamaska Valley Optimist Club has two upcoming fundraising events for the month of May. One in celebration of Mother's Day, and one where you just might see some fashion models walking down the runway. Lucy Davis from the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club provides the community with all the details about these fundraising events and how it will support the group's mission. Hello everyone! You are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Lucy, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for coming to CIDI and for chatting with us all about the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club's upcoming fundraisers. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm so glad you welcoming me, because it's important that we do our fundraisers so we can continue to do the activities that we do with the youth of Bromissisqua.
Yes. Now, let's start off with talking about the fundraiser to celebrate Mother's Day. I know this is something that the club tries to do annually. What is this fundraiser exactly?
Well, this year we're going to be selling bouquets of tulips to raise money for Mother's Day, and the orders need to be in by the 8th of May, and then pickup is going to be on the Saturday, the 13th of May, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 3 Victoria at Royal Page au Sommet, and that's courtesy to Lois Hardiker, who's providing the space for us to be able to distribute the bouquets. For $27, you get a bouquet of 10 tulips, multicolored tulips, which are all done up, and it's Debbie Hornig from Florissima who's doing the bouquets with some of the members. So it's sure to put a smile on people's faces on Mother's Day, as far as I'm concerned.
And that's something that the club has been doing for the last few years, if I'm not mistaken.
We started last year, and it was more for International Women's Day, but this year we decided to move our International Women's Day more towards Mother's Day.
Like a dual celebration.
A dual celebration. So it's in the month of May this year.
Awesome. And if people want to order these, where they can they do so?
It's totally easy. You can go to our website, which is yvoc.ca, and the order form is right on our website. You click on the website, you can pay through the website, and then your tulips will be ready on the 13th of May. And if anyone has problems doing that, they can contact Lenore Dudley at 450-522-0473. But really, the website is the best way to do it.
Okay, great. Now, you have two fundraisers for the month of May.
Yes, we're busy in the month of May.
Yeah, you have a tea luncheon and fashion show combined. Now, is this something new for the YVOC?
We did a fashion show a couple of years ago before the pandemic. It was a great event. We raised money. People had fun. They enjoyed themselves. So we decided to get back to doing another fashion show. The fashion show was organized by one of our members, Diane. And the local stores are participating. And the models are mostly club members, but we also have a few people from the community who are modeling as well. And to enjoy the fashion show, there will be an English-style tea, so with little tea sandwiches and lots of yummy squares. This is being done through Lenore Dudley's catering service. So if any one of you have experienced some of Lenore's yummy squares and sandwiches, it's sure to be delicious.
Would you mind highlighting some of the businesses that are taking part in the event? Some of the clothes that will be
absolutely not. So, from here in Knowlton, we have Rococo, Iris Salakwe, Windrush, the Friperie Caroline, Friperie Karma, and we also have a young fashion designer who's just starting her career. She studied in Italy, fashion design, and so Melissa Pratt is also making some outfits for the fashion show. She does absolutely beautiful handwork and nice bright colors. So that should be lots of fun. And it's nice to see a young designer wanting to help us out in our fundraiser. And then we also have the Mysterio Boutique in Bromont and Cycle Campus in Sutton as the people who are providing clothes for our models. If people will be able to see the clothes from the different stores, and they'll be able to see Melissa's designs and creations, and then they can go to the various stores or Melissa to purchase, and there you go.
Great. Now, from my understanding, there's also some prizes that are going to be drawn as well.
Yes, there are some very interesting dwarf prizes that are going to be drawn at the fashion show. I believe Windrush is having a dwarf prize, and there's other people who are also providing dwarf prizes.
So how does that work exactly? Whoever buys a ticket and
whoever
shows up?
Whoever buys a ticket and shows up, we will have a... We will keep the stub. The tickets are all numbered. We will keep the stub, and then we will draw for the door prizes.
Now, how much are the tickets for this event, and how can people go about purchasing them if they want to support?
The tickets for this event are $50, and that includes your luncheon. You can have further details of the event on our website, and you can also order the tickets through Diane Normando, 450-243-5605.
Now, you're mentioning before how this money is going to support the mission of the YVOC, which is to support the youth here in Bromississqua.
Yes.
Will it go towards specific projects?
Right now, it's going into our global fund, but our global fund is involved with the two elementary schools here in Knowlton. And one of the projects that is going to be happening this summer is going to be a sailing club for the grade six students that are interested. So we're not supporting the whole activity, but we're putting funds towards supporting that activity. And then we have the backpack program at Knowlton Academy, where kids who don't have what they need to be at school, we provide them with the pencils or the papers or the duotangs to allow them to, you know, participate and do well in school. We help the Sutton School through a breakfast snack program. We help Heroes through helping their breakfast program. We help Massey Vanier through scholarships, and we also provide meal tickets to help with meal tickets for kids who don't have enough money to eat. And also this year we bought some calculators and some printers for the students, so they have access to that to help them in their studies. We're involved also in group homes. For instance, in the fall, we provided the group homes with money to purchase winter clothing for four of the teenagers that were living in the group homes because they didn't have any winter clothing. So we provided a sum, and then it was divided in between four kids, and it allowed the kids to have an experience where they could go and buy, you know, they had a sum of money, they went out with one of the educators, and they went and purchased something that they really wanted, and one of the kids actually said they had never had a new jacket in their life, so that was kind of neat that this, you know, kid, so we're probably going to be helping out with some summer clothes, because some of the kids don't have any appropriate summer clothes, so that, and then
so the money's really just goes where needed, where the needs are.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Lucy, about the fundraisers or about the YVOC that you wanted to highlight.
They're both great fundraisers, so if you could support them, that would be great, because that way we can continue doing the activities with the youth of Bromississqua and helping them out. And also, if you're interested in becoming a member, we're always looking for members. Yes, we are only a female-only club. We are more an English club than a French club, but that's okay. We are bilingual too. It's just a great way of meeting people and helping your community.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for providing that information for people, and I hope that your fundraisers go great.
Well, thank you very much.
Calship's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.